The phone rang. Again. It was the fourth time in 8 minutes. All from the same number. All ignored by the head of homicide for the Sûreté du Québec, in the hopes it would go away. But like most things ignored, it just got worse. The first peal had interrupted the peace of the Gamache's back garden this Sunday morning in mid-August in the Quebec village of Three Pines. It broke into Armand's thoughts as he sat on the fieldstone terrace, absently brushing croissant flakes from his shirt and sipping strong, smooth café au lait. While Reine-Marie read the paper, his section lay folded and warming and gathering crumbs on his lap. He tilted his head back slightly to the sun, taking a deep breath of the late summer air. Then he contemplated the bobbing black-eyed Susans and the morning glories and sweet pea and purple Jacmani superba clematis climbing the fence that separated them from the mad poet next door. It was a lovely, though ineffective, barrier. Barbed wire would have to be added. Actually, the duck was the menace. Thank God Rosa seemed to have forgotten that she could fly. Or, more likely, she simply chose not to. Paper read, or ignored, and mugs in hand, they strolled down the long dew-glistening lawn, past the huge maple with a swing for the grandchildren, pausing now and then to examine the perennial beds, until they reached the point where their property ended and the rest of the world began. This was the Gamache's Sunday ritual. In lives so unpredictable, they found sanctuary in certainty, even if just for a moment. Life was, after all, made up of tiny choices. Like a pointillist painting, no one dot, no one choice defined it. But together, there emerged a picture, a life. Where to live, where to sit, what to eat, to drink, to wear, whether to cut the grass or let it become meadow, what to say and, perhaps more important, what not to say, what job to take, what calling, what call. Returning to the sun trap that was the stone terrace, he stretched out his legs, leaned back, closed his eyes, and Armand Gamache thought of nothing, his mind a welcome blank. So much peace, so much to break. When that first call came through, Armand had reached for the phone with every intention of answering. It was, after all, his private number. Only friends and family had it. But his fingers stopped on its way to swiping the screen. Then he slowly replaced the phone on the table, narrowed his eyes, and as the ringing continued, he stared ahead. No longer seeing the garden, no longer hearing the birds or the cicadas, which managed to be both intrusive and comforting. All were consumed by the ringing, ringing, as was he. Reine-Marie lowered the newspaper slightly, just enough to look at her husband, then down at the phone. She could not see the number, but she could see the creases forming at the corners of Armand's eyes and mouth. Now in his late 50s, his clean-shaven face was lined and weathered from decades spent kneeling in snowy fields, in forests, and on the rocky shores of turbulent lakes, on sun-baked pavements, staring down at a corpse.